Blog Talk Radio.
Think big. ThinkBigRadio.com for all of your realty, financial, and business network needs. Hello, ThinkBigRadio.com. Listeners, Big here, your host today. I would like to thank you all for your continued support and spread the word about ThinkBigRadio.com. Tonight we have Kimbe from Atlanta, Georgia. He's going to talk about his media firm, how he made it happen, and the business model that he followed. Hope you there.
Oh, I'm right here. Think Big Radio in his house. You know what I'm saying? This IndieHeat.com. What's going down, Biggs?
Nothing too much. Before we get started, let's let everybody know all of the different ways to to visit your website and learn about you, because you really got some things going on. So how can we reach you?
Okay, well, I'm going to put it like this. Y'all can Mike Jones me. You can 445-6715-23. That's 445-6715-23. You can also go to my main website, which is IndieHeat.com. That's www.indieheat.com. That's India, November, Delta, India, Echo, Hotel, Echo, Alpha, Tango. .com. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Just to make sure y'all get that website, because a lot of people like Indy, and they be thinking it's I-N-D-Y, you know what I'm saying, or the other way. So that's the way you're going to spell Indy Heat. Also, you can get at me at myspace.com, Soap Productions, and you just spell Soap, S-O-P-E, and Productions with an S at the end. Okay? What else you want to know, Biggs?
Okay, well, why don't you start off by telling our listeners out there a little bit about yourself, you know, where you're from, where you're born, you know, family,
okay,
life, things like that.
Well, I'm actually born from Brooklyn, New York. I've been through the military, been through the government system, and just decided, you know, that wasn't the life for me. And I ended up doing music, but then, you know, with the pitfalls of music, you know, is always with advertisement. So that's what got me into Indy Heat, basically. let's see. What else you want to know?
So would you say that what's your passion? I mean, when you wake up in the morning, what moves you to do the things that you do?
Oh, brother, my passion is video. Now, I was in an independent movie when I got out here in Atlanta. Well, first when I was in Atlanta the first time, I was in 2005. I was supposed to have been in a movie in, like, 2002. But then, you know, I left for a business venture. And I came back. When I came back to Atlanta, I was doing music. But then I had an opportunity to do independent film, too. That's in Blockbuster right now. And it's called Mary Proud or Proud Mary. I don't know which way you're supposed to say it. But I was in a little independent film there, doing that, and by seeing what they were doing with the camera and the editing and stuff like that, it moved me to, like, actually want to be behind the camera a little bit more. And when I was doing the music, it was like, okay, these artists don't have a way to really get out there, because the media is really geared towards, like, the main acts. Everybody follows the hype, you know what I mean, the hype of the movement. So in order to give these independents an extra look, you know, and an extra shot, I said, well, why not, you know what I'm saying, create something where, you know, I mean, I do have, don't get me wrong, I do have a couple of famous people on my show from time to time, but, you know, I try to focus on the independent artists, the independent businesses, you know, just trying to bring them up to snuff with the advertisement. So that's how I fell into that.
One of the things that drew me actually to your site was the way that you have it marketed and the way that your site on an overall look. When we visit people's sites and we decide that we want to have them on the show, pretty much we see something in them. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your website, Indy Heat, and how that came about?
Okay. Will do, will do. Okay, Indie Heat came about, well, actually the name wasn't my name, Indie Heat, you know. The Indie Heat was actually a music tourniquet website. And like I said before, I was doing music at the time. And I always had a camera with me throughout my lifetime, but I never knew how to edit or nothing like that, you know what I'm saying? And the web guy had left for IndieHeat.com. He had left for IndieHeat.com, and they didn't know what to do with the site. But, you know, I was like, yo, Indie Heat's a sweet name. You know what I mean? And they seen my camera work, but, you know, I wasn't editing at the time. And, you know, I had to pick that up myself. The thing that went down with that was, like, okay, you know, I knew a little bit about websites. I'm not a web page guru, but the only thing I didn't know was, like, dealing with the PHP and the CSSs, you know? Just like reading certain codes, so I can make a basic web page look just as good as any other page. I'm just not into the flash animation. Plus, with flash, it kind of slows your page down, you know, because everybody's computer's not up to snuff like that.
Right.
So what I did was I started recreating the IndieHeat.com website, and I was like, well, I had a mind to do a video show. You know, and they had the name, and they already, you know, we signed contracts for IndieHeat.com. So that led me to do Indie Heat video, the Indie Heat video show. And I was like, well, I gave it the name the Indie Heat video show, but then I made it even sweeter. I said magazine. Reason being because there's a lot of magazines out here that's floating around in the Atlanta area, and you know. When you got everybody trying to promote you through a magazine, you know, trying to get these artists, I was like, well, damn, these people getting these magazines, but they also throwing them away. You know, after a while, after reading it, it's really no good to you. You feel me? So instead of having people throw my stuff away, I said, why not do a video? It's more, you can put more energy into it, you know, and then at the same time, people are going to see you. And then this will give everybody else an outlet. To do that. Now, don't get me wrong, I piggybacked off of MySpace for a minute, you know.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I was in the streets. I was actually in the streets of where people were like, okay, Indie Heat. You know, and they were seeing that blue symbol. I created the logo. I recreated the logo for them, you know what I mean? And revamped the logo. I did everything from the graphics to the web layout. You know, I'm kind of an all around guy, you know. I think that's from the Army, you know what I mean? They let you, you know what I'm saying, that OJT, that on-the-job training. It's like, I don't need to know how to do something because I can figure it out, you know. I'm gonna take the extra initiative, the extra step to go figure it out and get it done to make it happen. You know, and what I did was just take a visual of what I was thinking, and I actually manifested it by actually doing it, you know.
You know,
and,
a lot of things that you're saying has so much big thinking in it, and I love the part about how you said the on the job training, because you know we when you're networking the way that you do and the way that we do here on Think Big Radio, you meet a lot of people with goals and dreams and ideas, and they think that they have to do so many other things just to step foot into something that they're doing, but you know, you've shown that it's all about what's the faith that you have in yourself and out there.
Right.
One thing I like is how you said that you use MySpace as a piggyback, whereas you built a lot of your business and a lot of people knowing about you through that free marketing, so you weren't coming out of your pockets.
Right, just time.
Now, one of the things... And I see that your site is very well done. I mean, everywhere you look, there's something that you can push on to, you know, it's just the cha-ching factor. You know, click this if you want to buy this. Click that if you want to buy this.
Right.
Did you go to school for this type of marketing, or was this something that you just learned?
Well, let me put it like this. I didn't go to school for that type of marketing. Like, I used to solicit different things. Like, I mean, I had, like, little side hustles in my past, you know, to where, you know, I would, where it say no soliciting, and I was up in there selling them everything. You know what I mean?
Wow.
I would just walk up into different shops and have no soliciting, but next thing you know, I got everybody plus the manager buying things from me. So,
wow, great.
So that kind of energy went with me right there. You know what I'm saying? That energy took with me. So it's like I wasn't scared to meet people. I'm not scared to talk to people because a closed mouth doesn't get fed.
It's true, you know? About that. We hear that very often. Did you partner with anyone that, you know, made a significant change in your life and in your works, or for the most part, was it you until it got to a level where you needed to hire staff?
Well, it's still at that level where I'm still doing a lot of it because it won't get done if it's not me. And then you got a lot of people that come and see how much work you're doing. And then they can't hack it, you know what I'm saying? And they out the next week, so it's still left on you to do, you know. Even if those people, so you can't really put everything on those people because you know they're not gonna be dedicated like that, or they might try to come in and do a little bit to see what you're doing so they can do their own thing. Because I had a couple people that tried to do that, spliced off from what I was doing. And then the next month, you see, and they was trying to do the same thing, but the only thing about it was they didn't have the formula to keep it going, because the month after they was doing it, they wasn't doing it no more, because it's a lot of work.
And you know what? That is the main part about anything, and people who they think make it overnight. It's a lot of work. It is a lot of work. And
yeah.
You know, if you found someone who could really just sit down with you and see your big picture,
mm-hmm.
they would do more to help you first, because they know
right.
they be furthering themselves. So we like what we have, what's called like Bill Gates.
Uh-huh.
When Bill Gates started Microsoft, he had a team around him who saw his big picture. And
right.
Much all of the people on that team became millionaires because they were using one like mind going toward a specific goal. And
right.
A lot of people today is that their thinking doesn't allow them to fully expand and see what the future can hold, whether they're working their own thing or working with someone else. So we know exactly how that works, and it takes dedication. And you are, I can tell that you're very dedicated just from some of the things that we've talked about before the interview, and
mm-hmm.
just, you know, different things that you've shown me, and hopefully I've shown.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay.
What did you think your biggest challenge was when you started the heat?
My biggest challenge was like getting the word out, you know, and I mean like with literally no resources. Because I had invested a lot of my resources into the music business, you know, and just I was putting my money into talent that had real talent, but the drive wasn't there, you know what I mean? And then at the same time, they made me mess over my money. So, you know, with that and all, you know, you can't please everyone, and everybody's not going to do what you can do. You know, I mean, if it was for me, I could have just put the money into myself, you know what I mean? But I had believed in the other people, but the thing about it is, if they're not believing in it, then, okay, they get it thrown. Let's say if a person is not earning what they're receiving, guess what? They're not going to appreciate it. They're not going to appreciate it. But if they can literally earn it, you know, then I think they will work harder at it. I think, and see, that's the same mentality I go with Indie Heat. I have to earn everything that I do with Indie Heat. You know what I mean? So I really appreciate it, but I'm dedicated. Even though there's a lot of pitfalls, you know, nothing's perfect in life, and you're gonna make a mistake. Who's out there to say that it's perfect? You know what I mean?
Right.
Just because a person did it that way, that don't mean it's perfect, or that don't mean it's right.
Right.
Everything's subject to change. So with that being said, I mean, shoot. The real lowdown is just, you know, you gotta have that focus. You gotta be loyal to yourself, you know, because people gonna come and go in what you do. You know what I mean? And everybody's made for a season. Some people are made to stick around, but then other people are made for a season. You know who's really there for you and who really not. If you got to ask too much of them and tell them what to do, then, you know, they're not there for you if they're not taking initiative. And because they actually don't see your dream, you know? And they actually don't see what you're going for.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com. Come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. We're listening to Soap Mbe out of Atlanta, Georgia. He's talking about his media firm, how he made it happen, and the business model that he followed. So can you let all of our listeners know, how can they get in touch with you?
You can get in touch with me at www.indieheat.com. That's IndieHeat.com. You can also get in contact with me at myspace.com. That's myspace.com/soapproductions. That's SOPE productions with the S at the end. And then you can also get with me at 445-67-1523. That's 445-67-1523. I'm also getting sponsored with the T-shirt factory. I got a little T-shirt shop now out here. We make custom-made T-shirts, anything you want printed up on it. So that's a real big little merger right there with the T-shirtfactoryonline.com. You can also check that site out too. It's the T-shirtfactoryonline.com. And if you happen to be in Atlanta, you can check us out in Jonesboro, Georgia, at 8564 Terra Boulevard, Jonesboro, Suite D. And that number is 770-210-3663. That's 770-210-3663. So come on down to the shop. You know, you might catch me out there editing some film. And, you know, if you just want to get on the show, just holler at me right there at the T-shirt factory.
All right. We're going to take one second for a commercial break so that everyone can hear another one of our Atlanta favorites.
Okay.
You are cordially invited to an event so exclusive.
Hello?
Trying to get down. It's the official Calvin Evans birthday bash, and it all goes down at Club Opera, March 29th. Exclusive photographer takes over Club Opera. So you know what that means. It means the sexiest, most exclusive model, most exclusive fashion designer, and media covering the highest fashion and runway events in the city will be at Club Opera March 29th with Calvin Evans and 6 Degrees Magazine. Will you be there? 6 Degrees Magazine, Club Opera, are having an industry event so big. So big that if you don't get there early, you're guaranteed to be left outside. Because all the VIPs in the ATL will be at Club Opera March 29th.
Sunglasses, black tea, man. Red carpet, all cameras on me.
29th, gain your exclusive access to Club Opera with 6 Degrees Magazine and one of the hottest fashion photographers in the world, Calvin Evans. Log on to www.operaatlanta.com. March 29th, 6 Degrees Magazine, Calvin Evans, and Club Opera. 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 Opera.
Hello?
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Now, one of the things that I'd like to ask you, Soap, is when you came up with the idea for Indie Heat Video Magazine, how were you able to fill that content? I mean, I just heard you mention this, that we might, by the T-shirt factory, see you out there editing or doing things, but was it hard to get the content to move forward?
Well, Atlanta, you got to think, Atlanta is the mecca right now for the entertainment industry. So it is really, when they say, is it popping, is this the Black Hollywood? Yeah, this is the Black Hollywood out here. So, wow. You know, you got a lot of entertainment in and out, and everybody's flying in and out from Atlanta daily, and it's like, whew, they have like up to 6 or 7 different things a night out here, you know what I'm saying, going on. So, and when you think, okay, well, dang, all these people are in this one spot, you know what I'm saying, this one, let's say you at this party and everybody, it seemed like the whole town here. Nah, you can go to the next party and the whole town is over there too.
Well, you know, that's one thing that I can definitely say is pretty much the truth about Atlanta, because when I went down there for 10 days, mm-hmm. I swear I've never seen a place where Monday through Sunday. Yeah, 7 days a week, but out here you don't really party like that Monday through Thursday. But, I mean, it was every place was packed, and you go to another place and it's packed, and it was just like pretty much like almost like an endless weekend.
Right, definitely, definitely. So with that in mind, a lot of people come out here for the entertainment. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. With that in mind, a lot of people come out here for entertainment, so it's not hard to get the content. And then at the same time, if you already got that fan, now let's say if I didn't have a fan base, right, or didn't have that, or didn't, like, now don't get me wrong, I was like up in different record labels and stuff like that, talking to different record label execs and dealing with them first before I actually had the indie heat, the visual. You see what I'm saying? But see, they wanted to see the visual.
Right.
I didn't have the visual right then and there, but I had the concept and everything. And the thing was, yo, I'm out here with all this entertainment, so I started making that content happen, you know, just by having certain people get in front of the camera, you know. You know, I might have had some stars get in front of the camera and do what they do and then go back and edit it, you know. But then it got to a point where, okay, well, I can't be getting all these stars. Before I actually started airing the show, I had a bunch. I got a lot of content that's not even aired that I can like make DVDs and push right out. You know what I mean?
Wow.
But that wasn't my focus. When I started like doing the show, I started falling into the hype of the thing too. You know what I mean? But I had to remember I'm indie heat. And guess what the key word is? Indie. You see what I'm saying? So not to fall with the hype and saturate myself like everybody else, you know, I had to fall back. You know, everything is all good, and it's all good to keep business relationship. But now, this is where I would charge my artists that's on my show. This is where I would charge my independents, or let's say I might have a comedian on there, or let's say I might have an author that's got a book that they're trying to promote. You know, I done generated an outlet by playing with my space and just, like, being out in the street. I had to be out in the street. I was out in the street every day. Now I don't have to be out in the street like that much. I get a lot of calls. Before, I had to go out there, but now I get all the calls in where people say, hey, can you make it to this? How much it cost for you to be here? You know what I mean?
Right.
So now I got the phone call. I got them calling me instead of me having to go out there.
Right.
So it's like a whole role reversal. And don't get me wrong, it takes a lot of work, and you have to be a social person. If you're not, it's not going to work for you if you're trying to do this.
Wow, you know, it's funny the way that you're saying that, because one of the books that I've read a while back was Robert Kiyosaki. He's known for Rich Dad, Poor Dad, but the very first book that I read of his before I'd even heard of him was What the Rich Invest In and the Poor and Middle Class Do Not. And one of the things that he had as far as his wealth steps was, if you can't work for free, and how do you expect to be able to make it? Because whenever you're starting your own business,
right,
something that you're going to have to do. And now here it is. You did all of your free work, and after you build up your content, that at that point we're looking at now they're calling you, now you're getting paid, whereas a lot of people couldn't see that you had to go through certain things first
right.
before you get to that.
And then again, you make a lot of favors. Now you got a lot of favors coming to you. You feel me? At the same time, from when you did do it for free. You see what I'm saying? Now you got favors. Oh, man, I remember you hooked me up with this. You know what I mean? No problem. You looked out for me at first. You know, now you can barter and trade with certain things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got people that's got your back on certain things.
Now, Soap, why don't you tell us a little bit about your name?
My name, okay, which, Soap, where
yeah.
I get Soap from? Soap was a high school thing. People was calling me Soap since high school, you know? But since I did music and stuff like that, I had changed it to the smooth originating poet extraordinaire or producer extraordinaire.
Oh, okay. took the
acronym. Hello? Say again?
I said you made it out of an acronym.
Yeah, I made it out of acronym. Mm-hmm.
That's
yes.
Great.
Uh-huh.
We just have a caller that called in.
Okay.
Area code 312, first three digits is 685. A lot of times we may have a caller that call in from our marketing and they just want to listen. Then again,
okay,
we have callers who call in and they may want to ask a question or make a statement. So, caller, we're going to put you on in 1 second. We just need for you to say where you're from and what's your name and then proceed from there. Caller from the 312, you're on.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, so I'm from Chicago. Here,
okay.
What's your name, caller?
My name is Ronald Dunlap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my question is, how did you get started in the industry?
Well, how I got started in the industry, well, I had a love for music. Like I said before, I had a love for the music first. And, you know, if you stay in different towns where nothing's really going on, even though I'm from New York, I was traveling, I was military, but if you stay in different towns where nothing's going on, you got to go to that town where everything is going on. So
okay,
just being in music alone, that made me want to travel, and I said, where's the first place I'm going to go? You could either go back to New York where, you know, it's a lot of competition out there, but it's also when you come down to the you can go out to L.A., you know, but that's going to be even twice. It's going to be twice as hard, but when you come to Atlanta, it's like they're not hating on you. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter where you're from.
Uh-huh.
Everybody's trying to help each other.
Okay.
So that's a more powerful thing, and
okay,
that's – And for me to get into the media portion of it, it was just by me, you know, saying wanting to get into the acting thing, and I dabbled in that a little bit, and I seen the behind the scenes thing, and that was got me into the media thing.
So are you a new artist, and how long have you been out yet?
Oh no, I don't consider myself an artist. I mean, I can make instrumentals and compose music, but you know, I do that for my show now. I'm more media. I'm the one that's going to help that person get out there.
Oh, so you behind the scenes for other artists?
Yeah, for other artists, for small businesses, whatever you do that you're trying to get seen and heard, you know what I'm saying, you'll do that through me. You know, I make it possible for the average person to do it.
I have one other question.
Yes.
Learn out a little bit
more. I heard earlier about the T-shirt factory.
Is that
a business where other entrepreneurs can buy a T-shirt at a wholesale price to make a profit,
or
just buy your merchandise?
No, this is just we make your merchandise. As far as the T-shirt factory, we'll probably be doing wholesale down the line. But right now we make graphics. We also print your graphics. If you got your graphics, you bring it in. We screen print, you know, and we do it at real affordable prices. If you get in bulk of shirt, let's say if you buy five shirts, that's going to come to you like at $20 a shirt. You know what I'm saying? If you're getting five different shirts, $20 a shirt. But let's say you get 24, guess what? That price going to drop down to $9. You feel me? So the more you get, the less of the cost of the shirt.
Right.
It's in bulk.
So okay. I hope that answered our caller's question. What we do is we'll mute the caller, so in case they still want to listen, they can.
Mm-hmm.
But let's get your contact information out, so if this gentleman is still listening, he'll be able to write all that down.
Okay. Well, go ahead and get your pen. Here we go again. You can get to the T-shirt factory at the t-shirtfactoryonline.com. Okay, the number's up there for you to call the shop. Call for your questions. You can email your graphics if you want to get your shirts made up. You can also hit me up at www.indieheat.com. That's indieheat.com or myspace.com. And you can go to Soap Productions. That's SOPE Productions with the S.
Okay, I hope that helped the gentleman out.
Mm-hmm.
As we could now. One of the things also, do you have any plans to expand? Because I know at this point, you travel here and there, and
mm-hmm.
you people, you know, you put their videos and stuff together.
I do plan to expand. I do plan to expand in the future. Right now, I consolidated a lot of different things. Like, I want to not just have a show. Like, I got a medium now where I can have an actual network. You feel me?
Right.
But that's going to come. Like, right now, I consolidate everything into one show for now to get everybody in a joint to one thing. Because, like, just like MySpace, just like YouTube, anybody can be on MySpace. Anybody can be on YouTube. But the question is, are you going to be seen? But look at the catch-22. In order to actually be seen, you have to go to that little advertisement link and pay for advertisement. And advertisement is not cheap.
Wow.
It is not cheap. If you go up on there, you're going to start off with anywhere from $1,000 to $3,000. That's just for a link on the front page for like a day or half a day or something. You know, in that genre of people, you know what I mean? Like, if these people like dolls, they're gonna put you in that genre with the people like dolls. If these people like, you know what I'm saying? These people are Asian or black, you know what I'm saying? They're gonna put you in that different category. They're gonna market you to those different categories for that amount of money. And it gets higher and higher. They have budgets from 1,000 to 100,000. You know what I mean?
Wow. So, not only that, Ben, you're still looking at having to actually be clicked and then having enough content
right.
It looks for somebody to not only click you to get there, stay a while, and perhaps become a purchaser.
Right, right. And see, like anything in business, they tell you, like I told you, I did sales before, it's going to take a person an average of 5 to 7 times before they actually purchase something from you. You know what I'm saying? That's in the law of sales and marketing.
Wow.
You know?
One of the things that I was reading today, we have here in Chicago, and it's a couple of places around the city, is a black place, Black Pages. It's just like the Yellow Pages, but it's pretty much black entrepreneurs, black business owners. They market here, and it goes to certain neighborhoods. And they had an area where there was a little poem about a gentleman who woke up to advertise sheets, put on his advertised shoes, used his advertised toothbrush, his advertised soap, went to caught the car that was advertised, didn't believe in advertising, but when he went out of business, advertised his business for sale.
Hey, that's the truth, ain't it? You still needed to use advertising, right?
You're right about that.
So with that being said, like for me, I could have probably like actually, you know what I'm saying, expanded the business like 3 times as faster than what I've been doing, but I like to do it this way because I know where it's coming from. You know what I mean?
Right.
And if you build a foundation, guess what? You're there to stand. But if you just get it real quick, you're going to deflate real quick.
Yeah,
so
exactly. It's about building that foundation. So let me ask you, when was the very first time that you made money from your enterprise? I mean, did it come in the form of cash, check, or was it through PayPal? I mean, like, let's say your first...
My first joint was cash. I mean, of course. You know, it's right on the spot. This person want to interview with me, you know, they're going to have to pay. You know, I'll come out to their location, you know, write them up a receipt, you know, and do the interview. They'll get their copy once I edit it, and I'll put it online and plus give them a link to the website.
Now, would you say that after that happened, you became more addictive to your business and knowing that it could work?
Not really. I'm doing it because I love it.
Wow, that's great.
You know what I'm saying? And see, when you can do something that you love, regardless, because I was doing it with no money at first anyway.
Okay.
You feel me? So I was doing it for the love, but I know the potential that it can do. You know, the potential, everybody wants to be seen. Everybody wants to be heard.
You're right. I'm glad that you agreed to come on Think Big Radio with your hectic schedule, because we had been trying to get you on for about several weeks now and was finally able to kind of down and have you commit to a date. And even though you committed today, we could still see, you know, at the beginning of the interview, you were taking care of business.
Oh, yeah.
We're grateful for you come on and share these different things with us.
As we were speaking, I was out, you know what I'm saying? I just got in, so, you know, I had to get to a quiet spot, you know. So, and, you know, I just got back from Tennessee from shooting a commercial. Like, it's nothing too small. If somebody want me to come out of town, I will make that schedule. All they got to do is pay for the travel, pay for the service it's going to do. I'll get back, and I'll send it back to them when I get back, you know. So it's nothing too small. I'm always down to travel, and then that way you can actually meet me. I'm not a person that you can't touch, you know. Even the president can get touched. So I'm not a person that you can't touch. I'm an average person. I'm just doing something that I enjoy and that, you know, more people would enjoy at the same time, and it would benefit them. I'm doing something that's going to benefit them, and I don't mind doing a service that's going to benefit them and also catapult me at the same time.
Well, you're definitely out there helping people. You're getting paid for giving them a top product. Let's get your information out one more time.
Okay, that's www.indieheat, that's indieheat.com. Okay, myspace.com, that's /soap productions, that's SOPE, productions with the S. Or you can Mike Jones, man. I don't care if y'all call me. There's no blow up my lines. I don't care. 404-567-1523. I do come out of town. I will come and travel. You know, y'all pay for the traveling though, but I will come out of town and do the service. You know, but my main focus is to like be like a 106 in Park where I have everybody come into town. But the only thing is, I'm in the street. You know what I mean? I try to be out there so people can get that live feeling that, yo, he's just a phone call away, you know? I'm like your cousin. See, soon, you got to think like the wealth. That's why I don't really too much deal with investors, you know, because they wanna control what you're doing, and then next thing you know, you ain't even controlling what you're doing anymore. So I'd rather do like the wealthy do, not the rich. I want to do like the wealthy, you know, where people donate. You know what I mean? The churches donate, right? So you want to donate, you know, because when you can walk around and your face is liquid and I can go to somebody's house and they're like, come on, you can spend the night here, cook you a good meal. You know, that's how it should be like back in the days where everybody, money, we didn't have money back in the day. You know what I'm saying? So how did people survive and get what they needed? They provided the service and they bartered and trade, right?
You're right about that.
So we need to take it back to those days where we can do that, because then that's when the day, because, you know, right now everything's going to the credit cards, and soon money will be non-existent. And if your money going straight to an account, to a computer account, and they have a glitch and your money disappear, well, you're in trouble. You feel me? So if your face ain't good, you ain't good.
It's good to have money in a lot of different formats, whether it's
right.
Or
there you go.
Mattress,
there you
or
go.
The car in the backyard.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Because all that's material, man-made. You gotta think like that. It's man-made. So you wanna be liquid like Donald Trump. Donald Trump, he ain't got to pay for nothing. He walk around here. Bill Gates, he ain't got to pay for nothing. They liquid.
Yeah, you're right.
So that's what you should strive to be. That's when you know you're wealthy, you know. That's when you know yourself. Right now, everybody don't know this because they're running after the image. They're running after the image.
That's great that you brought up about wealth, because a lot of people strive to be rich instead of being wealthy, and it's a big difference in having money and having wealth. And big thinkers know the difference, because a lot of the things that you mentioned tonight, just as far as even with your foundation, if your foundation is there, is strong, you can go from there and just build and build and build.
Right, right.
And we've got
five
remaining, and what we'd like to do now is for you to, you know, real quick, tell us something that no one pretty much knows, something that you like to do that people don't really think about or ask, but it's just something that you do in your spare time.
So, well, I really don't have no spare time. If I do get a minute, man, I might pop in a DVD, you know, watch Coming to America or The Temptations or The Five Heartbeats. I like watching those movies, those type of movies with the musicals and stuff like that, if I do get the time. Or just, you know, read a good book, you know. And I'm into astrology, you know, so I like astrology, you know. So I do read a lot of astrology books when I do get the time.
That's great. So you're familiar with all of the houses and things of that sort?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The houses, the sun, the moon, you know.
Yeah, that's pretty wild. I was reading a lot of things like that for a minute. My sun sign is Virgo, but my ascendant is Gemini. My moon sign is an Aries.
Okay. So are you a Virgo since your sun sign is a Virgo?
You know, it's funny because I was born right on the cusp of Virgo and Leo. So I like my head came out Virgo, Leo, but my body came out Virgo.
Okay. Yeah, I am a Virgo. I'm on the 11th of September. But you on the 23rd of August?
Well, 24th. Some books, they go 23. Some books, they go 24.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, me, I'm going to take the one that makes me right on the cusp.
Okay, that's going down. And the cusp is usually from the 22nd to the 25th, I think it is, between that time frame.
Something like that.
yeah. So
yeah, I'm really glad that you came on. Is there anybody that you would like to thank? We're going to play Keep On Pushing in the background very low as we kind of slow this interview down here. But without that,
who
would you like to thank?
All right. Well, first off, I'd like to thank Mr. Biggs because, you know, for having me on Think Big Radio, most definitely.
Thank you.
I want to also thank my moms because, you know, this is what I do. You know what I'm saying? I had a brother that died. You know, he didn't get to fulfill his dream, you know what I'm saying, and into doing music or entertainment. So, you know, I'm pushing on that dream. Plus, I had that drive. You know, as following the older brother footsteps, you're always going to, like, kind of mimic some of the things that he do if he, you know, if you ain't had no father in the household. So I want to thank him for, you know what I'm saying, inspiring me to keep going, you know, and I keep him in my prayers. Also, I want to thank everybody that even gave me a shot, the twins with the IndieHeat.com. I want to thank them out here in Atlanta. I also want to thank a lot of people. Thank Kelly the Gemini. She used to help me out with the Indie Heat. Thank Babyface F. Dot. Also want to thank the T-shirt factory. Aisha Earl, she helps me out a lot too, you know, right now. So I do have some people that motivates me and is actually there to be that stepping stone and say, all right, you can keep on doing it. I might not literally want anything from you, but just to know that you're there is always good. You know what I mean? In the face of adversity. So, you know, because like Virgos, with people of service, we never really want too much. We just like helping people. So... So that's one of my pet peeves. So I just like to help, you know, and I found this way would be more than anything to do with it. I also want to thank Father God, and I want to thank Mother God. You know what I'm saying? People think it's just one God, but I think, you know, if he made us in his image form, that's man and woman, it had to be two people to make man and woman. You know what I'm saying? So I want to thank the Mother God and the Father God and and everybody else that want to see Indie Heat blow up and do the things to help them out, you know, because in order for me to work, you know, I got to help y'all. In order for me to help y'all, y'all got to help me. You know what I'm saying? So it's a give and take, you know what I mean?
You got to
go back and forth.
You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. You just heard Soap Mbe from Atlanta, Georgia, talk about his media firm, how he made it happen, and the business model that he followed. For those of you out there, go to IndieHeat, that's IndieHeat.com, IndieHeat.com, and we're going to end this with Keep On Pushing for all you big thinkers out there.
Keep on pushing. Keep on pushing.
keep on pushing. Mm-hmm. I can't stop now. Move up a little higher. Some way or somehow. 'Cause I've got my strength, and it don't make sense not to keep on pushing.